You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg. The podcast.
If last night tells us anything again, it is all about pitching when it comes to winning in Major League Baseball. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Hembo is with us, the hashtag crew as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So much to get to today. Jam-packed show. Marcus Freeman, head coach of Notre Dame, along with Isaiah Foskey, outstanding defensive end for the Fighting Irish, are going to join us in studio next hour. We also have so much to get to in relation to Jimmy Garoppolo and a surprise team that is now the favorite, according to one betting outlet, to land him. And trust me when I tell you, it's a team that we have not been talking about. But we start with the baseball from last night.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
And that is in Queens, with the Mets taking the two-game series from the Yankees and Max Scherzer doing exactly what the Mets brought him in to do. Now, granted, they did cough up a lead after he left the game, but seven shutout innings. And the thing where you really can hone in on is learning about what wins again. And I say learning because it seems like it is something that we have to continue to learn. You can talk about sexy offense and home runs and driving in runs and putting 10 runs up on the board, but ultimately, pitching wins games. Last night, we saw in a couple of instances in big spots, the guy who really should be the MVP in the American League, in Aaron Judge, facing a great pitcher in Max Scherzer, and Scherzer struck him out both times in big situations. And, you know, Hembo, it's just a reminder that great pitching beats great hitting. It just does. And when you're the Yankees, and now after getting Andrew Benintendi late last night, in case you didn't hear, it is clear they are not going to be getting Juan Soto before Tuesday, the deadline. So if you're not talking about a player of that level, as much as they are in on Luis Castillo, they need to make sure that that happens, because say what you will about Gerrit Cole. Does anybody have the faith level in Gerrit Cole that you would have in a Max Scherzer right now? Absolutely not. Castillo has to be somebody as the primary guy who's going to be available that the Yankees have to focus on and just remember what winning is all about.
Some stats are complicated and others are simple. What I'm going to do is just deliver the earned run averages of Yankees starting pitchers by month this season. It tells a story, Chris.
You know what? You and I are thinking the same way. I'm glad that you came up with this, because this is exactly what I want to get to.
In April, it was 2.71. In May, 2.83. Excellent. In June, 3.49. And this month, July, which is almost over, 4.32.
Bingo.
What was once a massive strength for the New York Yankees is now, if not a liability, pretty darn close to it when you consider this team was like historically great from the perspective of run prevention for a large stretch early in the season. What I think we're learning now is that some of these guys are pitching now to the back of their baseball cards, and that you can only rely on that great defense so far.
And this is what we need to remember. At the beginning of the year, when you were getting those numbers in the first 2 months of the season, Yankee fans themselves were shocked. Wow, our pitching's much better than I could have ever thought. Wow, Severino's been great. Oh my goodness, we're getting it from a lot of different angles here. But that has to be able, you have to be able to separate what you know is an aberration from what is the truth. And the truth is, you have some good pitchers, but I'd really like to know, when pressed, who do you trust the most right now to actually go out there and shut the door on an offense in the postseason? Who do you want right now on the mound to face the Houston Astros in a series? That in a game that you absolutely have to get, can you honestly answer that question to yourself right now? I mean, let's call it what it is. Gerrit Cole's a good pitcher, but the Yankees got hoodwinked on this deal, okay? Whatever they were doing in Houston, it clearly was not just lined up with stealing signs. The sticky stuff, too, whatever the spider tech was that he was getting from the Angels clubhouse guy, whatever that is, you have been hoodwinked on Gerrit Cole. He was never this good in Pittsburgh. He was amazing in Houston, and in New York, he's been decent. You want to give him the ball in the postseason? Of course. But is that your best option right now? Probably. So when a starter, the quality of Luis Castillo, is available, that's when you need to go and make sure you're securing him. Because just think about, and I hate to be this guy, okay? But you were talking about simplifying stats earlier. Just think about when the Yankees have won the World Series and who they've had in their rotation, at least as the guy that you knew was going to be able to shut down a team in the postseason. In games that you had to have. Think about, and I will go back a little bit far on this, but think about Andy Pettitte in Atlanta in 96. Think about El Duque against the Indians when they were down 2-1 in 1998, when they had had an unbelievable season. Think about CC Sabathia in 2009. They always had someone. And this is why they got Gerrit Cole. Let's just admit that while he's going to be here a while, he's not that guy.
I mean, it'd
be rough to say that, but it's just true.
When you're as good as the Yankees are in the regular season, what we now have to do is pivot to, well, how do you do against the teams that matter? Against the teams that you'll see in the postseason, or against those quality of teams. They played 9 games this season against the Astros and the Mets. Those are the 2 best teams they've played. The Yankees are 2-7 in those games. They have not had a lead in any of the games against Houston. And the starting pitchers own an ERA of 5.48 in those 9 games, with an average of 15 outs per start. That just ain't good enough.
Nope.
And that's regular season baseball. When everything tightens in the playoffs, I'm with you. Even though the Yankees in the aggregate this year have been excellent, the performance has been much better than we expected. It is catching up with them, and there is no way, when you look up and down that rotation, you feel good about many of the starts that you are making in the playoffs against Houston or, frankly, anyone else.
Now, they did make an improvement last night, and that was trading for Andrew Benintendi from the Kansas City Royals. Here's Aaron Boone on how he's going to help.
Fake news that we have too many power hitters, too many sluggers. That's fake. We got savages in the lineup and really good hitters. Benintendi's a great hitter. Gets on base at a really high clip, hits from the left side, so yeah, gives you some balance. So if we get him, that's another really good big league hitter to add to the mix that's going to lengthen out a lineup and potentially give you that balance you look for. So if we get him, I'll be excited to write his name.
It's nice, again, that the Yankees want to acknowledge that actually having left-handed hitting matters, as they did at the trade deadline last year after they spent months trying to not convince you that it does, and getting Benintendi this year. He's having a terrific season. Let's not throw around the word great all that much. This year, he's having a great year hitting .320. And for those who have yearned for the days where it's not just about hitting home runs, here's your guy. Because Andrew Benintendi is going to put the ball in play. That's going to happen. He's not going to strike out a ton. And the most important thing that when it comes to Andrew Benintendi is, I don't know if you know this, Benintendi is actually Italian for not Joey Gallo. He's not going to be Joey Gallo.
I thought you were going to say he was Italian for not vaccinated.
No, I wasn't going to go there. Well, that's always a concern when it comes to the Royals. Mm-hmm. And here's the other problem, by the way. When I gave that joke to Nuno earlier, nothing. So I said, let's just make sure we've got the crickets.
Oh, well.
We've got the crickets. And I said, you know what's going to happen. Hembo's going to, he's going
to
laugh at
it. I mean, I sit next to Mike Greenberg almost every other day. I'm used to laughing at those kinds of jokes. All right.
Well, the point is, you don't have to watch Gallo.
Right.
And I don't know if anybody's going to take him off their hands. Ironically, one of the teams that has actually come up with that is Texas, which I can't imagine them taking him back at this point. But you don't have to see him anymore. And they have righted another wrong, which Brian Cashman obviously was very wrong at the deadline last year in getting him. This is all great. It's not enough. It's not enough when it comes to the pitching. It's not. The Yankees' priorities in a lot of ways have gotten out of whack over the last several years. I ask you, Hembo, if you were a Yankee fan, who would you want on the mound tomorrow in a must-win game against the Astros?
Luis Castillo.
All right, who on the team right now would you want on the mound?
Probably Luis Severino if he's healthy.
Yeah, and that's a big if.
You feel the same way?
Yeah. I don't feel good about what's going on with Cole at all. And I don't look. Montgomery is not good. He's going to be probably in the bullpen. What else am I supposed to feel good about?
You know what wins in the postseason? Stuff. Stuff wins. The Yankees' stats are excellent. But when you look at that pitching staff, Gerrit Cole's got great stuff. He allows one home run every game. And the rest of that rotation just sort of figures it out. That doesn't work in the playoffs against the best teams in the sport. I like the Benintendi move, I guess, as much as you do. He probably adds maybe one regular season win to their ledger and gives them a little bit more versatility in the postseason. But Luis Castillo is the apple of my eye if I'm a fan of the New York Yankees. That is the guy, that is the single player they need. Prospects will break your heart. Trade the prospects required to get Luis Castillo. He'll make important starts for you in the postseason this year, and he's under control for next year as well. To me, that Juan Soto seems to be off the table now that the Benintendi move has been made. Luis Castillo is the player that the Yankees absolutely must land to maximize their World Series chances.
Nuno, you are a Yankees fan. Who do you trust right now? Who do you want the ball in the hands of pitchers that are currently on this team?
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, do you think El Duque can give me five good innings at this point?
I mean, are you at the point, as much as I am a fan of what he has done, of trusting Nestor Cortez yet?
No.
Does he still feel like a novelty in some ways?
Because the more he throws, the more innings he adds to that arm, the more concerned you will become, right?
Yeah, he's kind of straightened it out a little bit, but you're right. This is uncharted territory for him.
Your hope, and I think this is where, if they don't go out and get Castillo, their hope is going to have to be Gerrit Cole, that he gives you those performances when you need them, and especially early on in a series, right? Like, he needs to set the tone so that you're not putting... You know, where you're not putting a guy that you have no faith in a game 3, game 4 must win down 2-1 against the Astros.
I don't think you could put it any better right there. And as far as faith is concerned, the other team across town, they have some reasons to have some faith, but there's a big one really to slow your roll there. There's a big reason why you need to slow your roll with faith in one particular situation with the Mets. It's Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today, 888-SAY-ESPN. I ask you, Yankee fans, who do you want the ball in the hand of if you have that postseason game today? Do you want it in the hand of anybody else besides Luis Castillo? Answer that question. Become a part of the show at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The real concern for the New York Mets, because it does exist, it's next. Carlin in for Greeny.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We'll get to the problem with Jacob deGrom here in a moment, but something has come up. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Friends, certain people make my life easier by helping me out, and ZipRecruiter makes hiring easier because they do the work for you. How? Well, ZipRecruiter's technology finds great candidates, and you can invite them to apply. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny to try it for free. During the break, I am scrolling through social media, as many of us are wont to do during our day, and look, we all understand that economically these have been tough times in the country, but it has gotten to the point where it really, what's it about always? It's always about the everyday things, right? Nuno, this is an everyday thing that all of a sudden, we're not talking about going to the gas tank, going to the pumps, we understand, but the everyday things are the things that get you. How about this? In New York, the price of a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll has gone from $2.50 to $4.50. I mean, the economic crisis has hit bacon, people. Nuno, I know that you don't have bacon anymore.
No, I do. I do.
Real bacon, or turkey bacon, or tofu bacon?
I used to do the turkey, but I've gone back to real bacon.
You have to go to real bacon.
You have to.
It's like one of those things.
Yeah, so
But when I say that to you, that it has gone from $2.50 to $4.50 within the span of months, your immediate reaction is what?
Not good, Bob, as Chris Canty says. No, it's because then you got to think about this, right? Because then they start skimping, even though the price is going up, they start skimping out on the bacon, right? Like, they give you a little bit less. So now you need to add extra bacon, right? And then they charge you more for the extra bacon. It's a racket. One of the producers for Barton Hahn just texted us, who, you know, he lives in the city, said, I just paid $8 for an egg sandwich today in New York.
What?
So, yeah. So, like,
what? $8 for an egg sandwich?
That's a crime.
That is a crime. Well, no. What's a crime is spending $3,000 on a water softener.
Yes.
Which Hambo just told us.
I got quoted for $3,000 for a water softener, but let's stick to the fundamental.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. $8.
Chris Carlin, how hungry / how rich must you be to be willing to spend $8 on a breakfast sandwich?
Well, number one, you don't have to be rich, because any port in a storm, I do what I have to do. And I won't look back. Like, I won't regret it. Can I do that every day? No, I can't do that every day. No. Could you do that at $8?
No. That's where, no. You
like,
can't
that might actually make me lose weight. Like, that, like, if you told me financially that's what it's going to be, maybe all of a sudden, you know what? I could stand to lose a few pounds.
But the problem is the healthier stuff. So, like, if you want to try to lose some pounds, the healthier stuff's actually more expensive.
Right.
So you're better off, you know. That's why people are, you know, it's easy. You get big because you eat, because it was always cheap. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, you might as well starve yourself.
Yeah. Give me the processed. That's cheaper. And then I can economically justify eating garbage.
Save it for your water softener or whatever that was.
Can you believe that? $3,000.
I don't even know what a water softener is.
You don't have one in your home?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Our water's just a little bit harsh. I got babies on the way. I want to make sure they take nice, comfortable baths.
Okay, but harsh? Like, what is harsh water?
It like rusts your shower head a little bit. Like, it's
in a week?
No, and like over the span of many months or even years.
Nuno, does this sound like he just bought the undercoating on a car?
Yes. As someone who used to sell cars, you should definitely get the undercoating.
It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Hembo is here. Nuno is here as well. And we have been talking a lot about the baseball from last night with the Mets and the Yankees and how exactly this shakes out for the Yankees as the trade deadline of Tuesday approaches. But from a Met perspective, the news yesterday outside of the game was incredibly important around Jacob DeGrom. And DeGrom went and pitched in Syracuse yesterday, five innings, you know, gave up hits and runs, whatever. But the more pertinent concern was that he was going to come out of it healthy. And all indications are that he did. I can't scream and yell that his velocity was down at 94 and 95 when we've been ripping him for his velocity being up at 101 at the same time. But relying on DeGrom, that is a tough assignment here. This has to be something that is monitored very closely by the Mets because I don't trust Jacob DeGrom to tell me the truth. He has said over and over again that he is going to opt out after the season, but nobody doubts what kind of a gamer he is. And whether it's about opting out or just wanting to go out and pitch well, he's never somebody that I'm trusting to tell me the truth about how he's feeling. So when I factor that in, and when I go back to something that Buster said last year that stuck with me, Buster Olney, of course, ESPN's MLB insider, that when it comes to Tommy John surgery, they're usually good for about 7 or 8 years. And DeGrom is a good 8, 9 years removed from Tommy John surgery. I believe he had it in 2013, if I'm not mistaken. The last time he had it. Keep this in mind. This was his shoulder. If he has any sort of discomfort with his shoulder, does he then go and overcompensate for it and potentially hurt his arm in the process? I know this is all kind of alarmist, but it wouldn't be alarmist if we didn't just see what we saw in missing him for the last year. After, in the first couple of the months of the year last season, he's throwing 101 miles an hour. I'd have to be really, really stringent with him to tell me the truth. And if I'm the Mets down the stretch of this season, as much as I look at winning the division, I look at everything that's important to them, the number one important thing is that I have DeGrom when I get to the postseason.
No, definitely. I looked it up in here. DeGrom had his Tommy John surgery in October of 2010. So it has been a minute. It's been a minute.
12 years. Wow.
So I agree with you. For my money, Jacob DeGrom is the single biggest X factor in the entire sport over the last 3 months of the season, including the playoffs. Because if Jacob DeGrom is healthy, and that if has to be capitalized, bolded, italicized, because it is obviously a massive hypothetical, we know how great he is. Like, Jacob DeGrom, when healthy, is the best pitcher we've seen since probably late 90s Pedro. I mean, last year he had 146 strikeouts and 11 walks. Yeah. His numbers were video game-like. But he hasn't thrown a pitch that matters in a year. He's been, if not dishonest, at least somewhat deceitful about how he's felt over many different stretches during his career. He's not reliable whatsoever. And with the specter of him being a looming free agent, you wonder if sort of his personal interests might supersede that of the Mets. But if I'm a fan of the New York Mets, I know for sure if the ball is in that guy's hands in any game that matters, I feel as good about him throwing that pitch as any pitcher that ever lived.
Yeah, I just worry that he's not going to be able to basically control himself when it comes to that. Is he capable? Because he is such a great competitor, and because he is who he is he going to be able to be honest in a situation down the stretch of the season, just not wanting to go and deal with injury again? And look, I get that he wants to opt out, and I get that he wants to get the big money. In every way, he has to be smart about this.
Let me ask you a question. We don't know what we'll see from Jacob DeGrom here over the next 2-3 months, but do you think there will be some team out there with all of the questions and uncertainties surrounding his health, and he's 34 years old now, that are going to give that guy a 9-figure contract? Does that team exist?
Not right now.
So he's got to show it at some point in the next couple months that he has it left in his bag.
Right, but he also has to make sure in the process of doing it that he doesn't hurt himself even further. Mm. And that is a very, very fine line to walk. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's hit Donnie in New York on the Yankees and who he wants the ball in the hands of right now. Donnie, you're on ESPN Radio. What's up?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. So I got 2 points. I'm going to try to be quick here so I can get to my second and most important point. So first thing, as far as the Yankees go, they're the better team. The Mets stepped up to their, you know, big brother. They had to pull through these two to get these wins. Whatever, we'll deal with it. It's fine. No big deal. But with that being said, I would take Gerrit Cole as of today because in the playoffs, he hasn't been bad. I mean, he's had, what, I think 14 starts. He had 8 wins with an under 3 ERA. So, you know, he seems to step it up. So I right now, that would be my answer to that question would be Gerrit Cole as the starter for if the playoffs started today. I would put the ball in his hands.
But if we're going to be truthful, we'll let you get to it, but if we're going to be truthful, you have to admit that there is a big difference for Gerrit Cole when it comes to the sticky stuff and not having it. He has been a different pitcher since he hasn't had it.
100%. I agree with you. I mean, I just feel like there's, you know, he has that mentality, that Mamba mentality almost, where he steps up in those big opportunities and those big games. And I feel like he has, you know, we'll see what happens this year. But with the sticky pack, I'm hoping that. Yeah. But so next point, real quick. A couple of months ago, Carlin, I was so happy when you got the new opportunity with CeCe. I was hoping they would fill you in that 2-4 slot, but then they changed the whole program, and so that's fine. But I just wanted to say this, because I wanted to tell you that before I hurt your feelings.
Go ahead.
Hembo, you are awesome. The way you speak, the way you talk, the go-through, the analytics, I just know Greeny has a lot of things going on. When he's not in the show, ESPN, I'm a huge fan of it. I listen to it all day. I think we should have Hembo anchor it and have the hashtag crew around him, and we don't have to do the fill-ins as much. But like I said, Carlin, you do great when you and C.
Yeah, you just don't want me here when Greeny's not here.
I know. I listen to you at 3 o'clock. I want to, but I just, Hembo, just the way he goes about everything, it's like he's a natural, and I love the analytic part of it. So
wait a minute.
I just
hold on.
Donnie's checking in.
No. Donnie, you trying to sell? Are you the guy selling a Hembo the water softer or whatever upgrade? Is that what you're doing over here? I love it.
Not at all. Not at all. Nuno, I want you to be in it as well, too. So, like I said, the whole hashtag crew, and I think with Hembo as the anchor, we got a great show for when Greeny's not present, of course, because Greeny, you know, we all
right,
know
I'm
number
out of here.
One. So.
It's all but yours. Guys, see ya.
Later, kid.
Thank you, Donnie.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks all right, Donnie,
so
we've given you enough time.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Donnie got my check in the mail and called and delivered that information. So, Donnie, I appreciate it very much. This is a coordinated effort, my friend. A coordinated effort.
What's clear is, I mean, that was a great point by Nuno. I mean, if Donnie's looking to score the $3,000 for his water softener, I mean, well done.
By the way, I want to push back on something Donnie said because he seems very confident in Gerrit Cole's big game pitching abilities.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole has started 7 postseason games for the Pirates and the Yankees. We know with the Astros he was cheating or at least doing what every other pitcher was doing better than they were. His team has lost 4 of those 7 starts. His ERA is 3.96, and he allowed 10 home runs in those 7 starts. So I don't exactly know what pitcher Donnie thinks he's seeing in the postseason, but I'm with you on it when it comes to Gerrit Cole. That's not a guy that I implicitly trust in a big moment.
No, and I just look at last year. What happened? He didn't get out of the third inning.
Do 50 pitches in that game.
You know, come on. The man cannot be trusted. Considering this iteration of Gerrit Cole,
that's right,
without the extra help. And I'll tell you the other guy, too. And I've talked to people about this around the Yankees. It's absolutely the case with what's going on with Aroldis Chapman. The sticky stuff, he has not been anywhere near the same guy. Look, you can hang sliders with and without it, and we've seen that happen in big spots, but Chapman is a much different pitcher. And I mean, just think about the fact that you had to run him out there in the 6th inning the other night to try to get him in the right frame of mind. It's Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Hembo is here. Nuno is here. Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/greeny for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/greeny. Okay, let's get to a little buy or sell.
Buy Embo, or sell. Sell.
Leaving it to you, my friend. A little buy or sell. Pause for transition. I did not do that. But
good.
Yeah, it was sharp.
Like,
right?
A really, someone cut that element right there that you just totally mangled. Like, that completely was a beautiful.
Maybe you should
bite.
Be hosting. I mean, maybe you should. I should just go home.
I really like Donnie's programming lineup here. Yeah. Are we sure he's not employed by the company, by the way?
He might be. Yeah, listen, if he is, I got some problems. All right.
Let's buy and sell some stuff.
Let's buy and sell. Let's go.
Are you buying or selling Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas returning as a number one wide receiver this season?
He's still very young. I am actually selling, though, and the reason is not because of Michael Thomas. Now, let's remember, it wasn't just injury. He was not happy before that with the Saints as well, but this, to me, has a lot more to do with who his quarterback's going to be. Listen, Jameis Winston, we've seen him throw for 5,000 yards. He can chuck it all over the place. This we know. Is Michael Thomas going to get back to number one status? I'd be worried about that quarterback situation in New Orleans. I think he'll have a bounce back year, but I don't think he's going to come out of the gate this year and have 115 catches for 1,500 yards. I don't see that happening.
So his last two full seasons, 149 catches, 125 catches. What number are you going to give me? Let's say you play 17 games this year. How many catches for Michael Thomas?
I'm going to go probably around 95.
Okay.
95 to 100, just because it'd be hard not to get him that. But I don't think the numbers are going to be nearly as explosive as they were.
Fair enough. All right, number two here. Are you buying or selling a resurgence from Juju Smith-Schuster now that he's playing in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I'd have to buy it. And again, what does the resurgence mean? Because Juju, if we're going to look realistically at his career, 2018, 140 catches, breakout year. I think he had 1,600 yards, something like that, maybe 14 or 1,500 yards, but something absolutely absurd. And his yards per catch were up around 13, I believe. 2 years later, he did have 97 catches, but he didn't even have 1,000 yards with that. So that would concern me. I don't think, and of course coming off of injury last year, I don't think with Juju that he's going to do what he did in 2018, but it's hard to imagine when you're playing with Patrick Mahomes that you're not going to put up good numbers.
Fair enough. And then lastly, are you buying or selling a bounce back season from Saquon Barkley of the Giants?
What's bounce back?
Let's say he plays all 17 games this season.
Well, that's part of it. Okay.
Let's say he does for the sake of the exercise.
Right. If he plays all 17 games, yeah, I would say bounce back in that he's not going to be what he was as a rookie. But if he plays all 17 games, he's going to rush for 1,000 yards. It's just not going to be explosive again because I don't think they have a great offensive line. It's getting better, but I don't think they have a great offensive line.
Well, that's my question for you. There are a handful, I would say, of running backs in the league for whom you can hand the ball to, and it matters who's blocking, but not as much as others. Is Saquon Barkley on that short list, or is he not?
Yes.
He is.
To me, listen, it does matter who's blocking, because as much elusiveness as he has when he is 100% healthy, he can easily get taken down in the back. It's not Barry Sanders. Let's not get it twisted here. But I do think the bigger issue with Saquon is he going to catch 60 to 70 passes as well? Because that's going to be, if not more important, to Daniel Jones and to the Giants and their potential success. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Speaking of the New York Football Giants, they are a surprise contender to land a player that you would not have thought they were going to be in the mix for. We will explain what we are talking about in just moments. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base.
How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It's alarming to be sitting next to Hembo when he starts dancing.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't look right. I don't know.
I only have one speed when it comes to dancing, and it is a couple beers in wedding dancing.
Right.
And that's what I'm doing right now. A couple beers
in wedding. Why do I have the feeling that you would look like a stray wire plugged into the floor? Like your legs wouldn't be moving, but you'd be like flailing like one of those big inflatable things you see in front of a car dealership.
The weird thing like I do is like I'm always very low. Like I get like in like a catcher's stance and like bop around. I'm like always beneath people.
You're trying to be Benito Santiago when you're dancing. It's Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And on ESPN Plus, in 30 seconds, the Giants and Jimmy Garoppolo will explain. Are you excited to travel this summer? Have you ever thought about all of the people that make a vacation truly great? Like the chef at that world-class restaurant or the tour guide with great stories. You know, if you're hiring, you can find great people like these for your roles at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right candidates for your job, and you can invite your top choices to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Nuno found this morning, and I was shocked, absolutely shocked to see this. Bet Online is one of many services that puts odds out there in relation to different issues. And when it comes to, in sports that is, when it comes to where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to end up next, they have the New York Giants as the betting favorite at plus 200. Just to give you some context, the rest of the list, teams that we have talked about quite a bit. The Browns at plus 225, the Seahawks at plus 350, the Texans at plus 500, Lions plus 600, Bears plus 1400, Jets at plus 2000, and the Saints at plus 2200. I might jump on the Saints at 22 to 1 because that's pretty good value. I could absolutely see the Saints, if he becomes a free agent, becoming a member, being involved rather, on Jimmy Garoppolo, and they should be for that matter because he's better than Jameis Winston. Now, Nuno, you are a Giant fan. You have Tyrod Taylor, who is universally regarded as one of the top backup quarterbacks. You have Daniel Jones. Does Jimmy Garoppolo make any sense for the New York Giants when you need to know an answer at quarterback when it comes to Jones?
No, because the fact that the rest of the roster, especially defensively, it's not good enough. That you're not a quarterback away to challenge the Eagles and the Cowboys in this division, right? So this is all about seeing what you have with Daniel Jones, seeing what you have with guys like Kadarius Toney and Robinson and also defensively. It's not about like taking a shot at Jimmy G at this point in time.
Does it fit? What do you think?
It doesn't make much sense to me because I do agree with Nuno. I think the jury's still somewhat out on Daniel Jones. You can see what he does with a new offensive-minded head coach that won't kneel on third down. And we know he had excellent success with Josh Allen. Similar skill set. I would describe Daniel Jones as like a diet version of that.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't move your program forward, to quote Chris Canty, in any meaningful way. You do have a reasonably good backup in Tyrod Taylor. It doesn't really fit to me. Now, those buildings in Vegas are massive because people like me think that way. This tells me he's likely to end up on the Giants because of where those odds work, but it doesn't really add up. So there must be something that I'm missing, or perhaps that they just know something that I don't.
Okay. I asked the two of you first because I feel very strongly about this situation. Number one, Daniel Jones is not the answer. When you enter year four and you don't have the answer and you're still looking for it, you're just ignoring it. You have the answer. He's not the guy. Number two, think about this for a second. Even if they don't end up with him this year, wherever Jimmy Garoppolo goes and plays, he wants to prove that he can be an answer long-term for somebody. Could he be better suited to sign with the Giants next year, next offseason, where potentially, even though they've got the draft picks to go and get a quarterback, they also could use those picks elsewhere. They are team building. And if you feel like Garoppolo could be a pretty good alternative for the long term, maybe that's not the worst way to go.
Huh.
Maybe that's not the worst way to go. If he ends up somewhere, like, let's say Cleveland, if Deshaun Watson is suspended for a year, he goes there and shows he can play, don't be shocked.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.